As time goes by, many parents are beginning to realize that the information age has brought as many trials to the child-rearing experience as it has brought triumphs, arguably even more. Every self-proclaimed and unvetted pundit on the subjects of politics, religion, science, and philosophy can now share equal voice on the world stage via the internet. Now, consequently, never before has the Christian faith been so challenged and so attacked by its adversaries. Never before have our kids been such victims. Never before have so many young people abandoned their parents' Christian faith, and never before have believers needed to defend our faith as we do today. Tools for raising faithful kids in a faithless culture. That's today on License to Parent. Hello and welcome once again to our License to Parent broadcast. License to Parent is, of course, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long Christ-centered residential therapeutic program for teens in crisis. And of course, a large part of what we do here on License to Parent is extend that outreach to the parents of children and teens in particular, so that we can help you avoid needing a residential facility for your teens as that time perhaps approaches. Trace, the internet has played a huge role when it comes to Christian kids abandoning their faith these days. In fact, we talk on every program, it's not just the internet, but the culture at large that seems to be diametrically opposed to what we as Christians are teaching. Mm-hmm. There is so much anti-Christian propaganda out there for which believers of all ages can fall prey, but particularly for our impressionable kids, and I think that could be because of immature discernment. Mm-hmm. To those lacking in apologetic knowledge, as most kids are, many of these, well, very well-stated arguments can seem quite convincing and even appealing. For that reason, droves of Christian kids are now doubting the veracity of both Scripture and the person of Jesus Christ. And, so we have to ask, what are we as parents supposed to do?
Yeah, well, that's true, Rich. But the internet is, only doing what colleges and universities have been doing for decades. Back in the 1960s, a Harvard professor named Timothy Leary was doing his best to debunk Christianity while promoting illicit mind-expanding drugs and urging kids to tune in and turn on and drop out. Keep in mind, folks, this guy wasn't a college student, okay? He was a Harvard professor.
Right.
And universities have been producing droves of these kinds of educated fools ever since. While computers have now become, the idols of the day, college campuses have been training grounds for anti-Christian propaganda for decades. But today's guest has a ministry that I think is absolutely vital for the times that we live in.
Indeed. And that ministry is Ratio Christi. And today's guest is the director of Ratio Christi's College Prep. His name is Michael Sherrard. And Ratio Christi College Prep, by the way, is a student apologetics alliance that seeks to train youth in apologetics, worldview, and evangelism, all the stuff we talk about here on License to Parent. Mm-hmm. Michael is also a pastor at Cross Point Community Church in Peachtree City, Georgia, just a couple of hours south of here. He's the author of Relational Apologetics, Defending the Christian Faith with Holiness, Respect, and Truth. And this is key to this program. He is also an indie electronic musician who has released two albums, Down with the Darkness and What Comes First, and he may well be releasing an indie electronic version of the License to Parent theme at some point in the near future. Be on the lookout for news of an album release party.
Void where prohibited by law. Mike, welcome to the License to Parent broadcast.
Guys, I'm glad to be here, and I can tell this is going to be a trouble-filled episode.
Mike, tell us a little bit about Ratio Christi and why parents and their kids should know about it.
There's a lot of reasons that go into why many students are walking away from the faith. And the statistics are out there. I think that the church is well informed that anywhere between 50 and some say as high as 90% of students that go off to university don't return back to the church. So Ratio Christi exists to help those students know that Christianity is true, not just that it works for us true, not that it's just a personal belief system that gives us some kind of comfort, but that it is objectively true and that there are reasons for our faith. And so Ratio Christi started as a campus ministry, and currently there are over 150 or so Ratio Christi chapters at various universities across the country with a trained apologist that meets weekly with students to train them in apologetics, worldview, evangelism, because we know that we're sending our students off to atheistic schools, environments where you have militant professors mm-hmm. who aren't just content to teach you about the cell's design,
right.
their agenda, and they're not hiding it either. They're on the record as having said that their goal is to remove religion from the public square, to destroy the faith of our teenagers because it's foolish, it's simple-minded, that it's a bunch of fairy tales just strung together. And so that's mm-hmm. their agenda in the classroom, and our kids are getting killed.
I find it interesting, by the way, that many in Christendom tend to have the same view toward science. As in, you know, we want to push that out because science is wrong, science is evil. And yet the God who created the world is a God of order, and, you know, real science supports creation and supports that. And yet at the same time, as you point out, on college campuses, we've got the other battle going on about, you know, there's nothing good in terms of spiritual thought when, you know, it all boils down to science. You just have to follow science. So that's you're right in the middle of it.
Well, and you've said it. Science is good. There's no problem with science. The problem is the position science is taking in our society,
yeah.
that mm-hmm. it's being put as the top tier truth determiner, that it is the begetter of all truth. And that is not the proper place for science, though that's the place that our society yeah. is trying to put
sure.
it.
Yeah. Would I be right in saying that science actually limits our ability to get to ultimate reality, since it limits itself to the five senses? It's empirical evidence. I mean, we all have had ideas, but we can never empirically prove that we've ever had an idea. But ideas are certainly real.
Well, there's certainly, you're right, there's a limit to science. You know, the idea that there is no truth outside of science is not something that is testable by science. It's a philosophical assertion.
Right.
And so the claim, the idea that only science can inform us of what is true, is a self-refuting statement because it is not subject to the scientific method.
Exactly, exactly.
It's also so very dangerous because it doesn't take, you know, much chronological time at all to see multiple advances in scientific understanding that totally rewrite what we thought was true 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah. You know, yeah. 1 year eggs are good for you, next year eggs aren't good for you. 1 year vitamin C cures a cold, the next year it doesn't. 1 year Pluto's a planet, the next year Pluto's not a planet.
I'm still arguing that.
The question is, my concern is that we've made a God out of science. I look at God, the one true God, as perhaps the ultimate scientist. You know, maybe we'll get to heaven someday and ask Jesus, hey, how did you do the withered hand thing? How'd you... Oh, gosh, I could have done that. I mean, he's like, you could have, but you didn't know. You know, I don't know. I have no idea. But I know this. In 1900, 3 years before men even flew an airplane, if you would have told someone in 1900 that, you know, in just 69 years, we're going to be walking on that moon out there, we're going to put an American flag on that moon, they would have said, outside of a miracle, that's not happening. So I think it's a little bit egotistical for people to think that we're going to figure out all the knowledge that there is to have in the universe, you know, to try to understand God. God's an eternal mystery that'll never be totally understood this side of the grave. But, you know, you mentioned agenda. And, you know, when you think of agenda, you think of conspiracy and whatnot. And yet, you know, there's been Hollywood films produced. I'm thinking of Expelled, No Intelligence Required, Ben Stein, our kids here at Shepherd's Hill have seen that and others like it. What is going on? I mean, why do you go to a university in America and it's going to be the same drill? You know, Christians have no intellect. Christians, you know, are dumb. We're backwards. We're knuckle dragging Neanderthals. Is there a conspiracy? And if so, why is this? And why will a kid's grade be a grade or two lower because he doesn't buy into the left wing philosophy of the professor that's given him the grade?
Yeah, well, we certainly don't have enough time to answer that question, so let's move on. No, I'm just kidding. No, it certainly is a complicated question. Mm-hmm. Why are we in the state that we are in? There's a lot of different ways we could talk about that. One is that I think we could just talk about here is the failure of the church to encourage its people to think. One of the reasons that teenagers are walking away from the faith is they are told to just have faith.
Right.
That whenever I hear it time and time again, students tell me their story, that the reason they left Christianity was because no one would even let them ask a question.
That's true.
So we've raised a generation of non-thinkers in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christianity does not have robust thinkers so mm-hmm. much anymore.
We've never needed to. We've had it our way for 200 years here in America anyway.
Well, and prosperity, you know, breeds contempt for certain things, and mm-hmm. I think it breeds contempt for wisdom. When we are in a prosperous time, the church is, you know, enjoying success. It's enjoying prosperity. You can become a famous, rich Christian person. Christianity becomes a commodity that you consume. And mm-hmm. it doesn't require you often to think very often about right. the fundamental truths of life. And so we've really just kind of peddled a weak product in the church and said, just believe, don't ask questions. And because of this, we don't have, I think the times are changing though, mm-hmm. but we've had a season of the church producing basically anti-intellectual mm-hmm. Christians.
Yeah.
I think our culture as a whole is doing that just across the board. As I look and I see kids shying away from, oh, I don't need to learn that. It's on the internet.
Right. And now digital technology is dumbing down.
Right.
Has taken over where the church has left off.
I'm curious about this, though. What we're talking about here, if I were just your average parent sitting there listening to the program, I think I would have decided by now, we've only been 10 minutes into the program, that I am not sending my child to any college anywhere that is, not a Christ-centered college.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to non-Christ-centered colleges, and you're taking on the challenge. You're approaching and saying, look, here's truth, and here's the truth that you can find here. Talk about that a little bit. How can parents pick up the baton and run the same race that you're running and have access to all of these universities, many of which are great sources of learning if you have the right worldview to approach it?
Sure. Yeah, it's real easy to talk about some of the negative things and develop a flight mentality that we should sure. throw in the towel. It's never going to get better and just kind of run from it. But this is still a very good country.
Mm-hmm.
There are many good universities. You can learn a lot from going to a secular university, even if naturalism is the predominant worldview taken by its staff and its professors. What we as the church need to do is just become aware of it, become educated, and educate our children so that when they walk into those classrooms, they can be influencers, not the influenced, that
yeah.
they can understand that there is an agenda, a naturalistic worldview that is being pushed on them. And if we can prepare them and train them now, what we can do, and that's what Ratio Christi's goal is to reclaim the university. And we're seeing great success there. We've now also launched a professor's ministry to where we're not just having student clubs meet. We have a ministry to target the professor, because if you get the professor, you get his classroom, and you get it for the next 30 years. And I think that's what it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We don't just run away when times get tough. We prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
We ready ourselves for action. And in this day, that involves readying our minds to engage in the conversation and engage in the culture. And the university is the target of Ratio Christi.
And having the right worldview, though, is critically important to that, because, it's a matter of, are you going to be the change agent or are you going to be changed by the agent? And I think that many parents today have overlooked the fact that we not only have to, teach, okay, let's teach John 3:16, let's memorize scripture verses, but that has to be applied, and a worldview that is a Christ-centered worldview has to be developed from that, because unless you know how to think and live life from the perspective of a biblical worldview, you then can't go and engage a culture that has a different worldview, because you won't know what hit you.
Right. And it starts in the home. You said it.
Right.
And parenting's no joke. It is not easy.
Yeah.
I've got 5 kids and I feel like I'm juggling all the time, and I'm an amateur juggler. Life is just hard, and it's difficult to raise children. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have got to take the responsibility to train our children.
Mm-hmm.
And training is even different than just teaching them. Not just saying, this is what the Bible says, but this is why the Bible says this. This is why it matters. And this is how you use it. And you start that kind of training, helping them to understand the world rightly. You use that worldview, which simply means the way we view and understand reality. And there are different ways to view this world. And so the training starts in the home. And it starts early. It starts young. You know, Ratio Christi is a college and a high school ministry. But parents, the burden of this responsibility is yours, yeah. And it has to start early.
And it has to start often.
Early and often.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned it goes beyond teaching. Deuteronomy 6, 6, and 7, a lot of parents may or may not know this, but they should know this. These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up, which implies pretty much continually, but impress them, indelibly implant these things on our kids. And I think that also implies an intentional attitude toward parenting. It's not like, you know, the first 200 years of American history where we pretty much just, you know, you raise your kid in America, you've raised them Christian. You have no real outside influences that are going to cause them to object what you're teaching them. So it's a different world out there. But you mentioned that you actually engaged the professors. Did I hear you say that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to know, what kind of response are you getting with that?
Well, this is a brand new initiative. So the reports from the field are slowly coming in, but we now have professors that are confessors. So okay. We have what is called prof talks, where we have professors from secular universities giving reasons why they are Christians. And we now have missional professors
awesome.
That view their profession as a calling by God to influence those that come into their classrooms.
That is awesome.
I don't want to go too far down this path, but it will be interesting to see in the years to come what response your outreach to professors gets, and especially I'd be interested in seeing what the university's response would be. This is rather unorthodox, but hats off to Ratio Christi for making those inroads. We're talking with the gentleman who is the director of college prep for Ratio Christi. His name is Michael Sherrard, and this is Licensed to Parent. You'll find us online at licensedtoparent.org. We'll be back with more conversation right after this.
In the training of our children, what role should public school play? Documentarian Colin Gunn takes a panoramic exploration of this issue by hopping in a school bus for a field trip all over America in the DVD Indoctrination. Colin conducts a series of candid interviews and discovers how God's recipe for training the next generation is being replaced with a humanistic, man-centered program that fragments the family and undermines the influence of the church and the Great Commission. Christian teachers and principals share how they're attempting to walk the tightrope between teaching what they do not believe and being restricted from their God-given call to be salt and light. Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. Available in the Licensed to Parent store at licensedtoparent.org. Proceeds support the Shepherd's Hill Academy Student Scholarship Fund.
Hello, this is Dave Barton of Wall Builders. You know, history repeatedly validates the many benefits of an authentic biblical worldview. The Licensed to Parent radio broadcast helps restore that worldview back into the hearts and minds of today's parents, and Shepherd's Hill Academy successfully demonstrates that troubled teens and their parents can still experience the abundant life while being fully equipped to win back our culture to biblical truth. The Licensed to Parent broadcast teaches timeless biblical principles and answers that are lived out every day at Shepherd's Hill Academy. Both demonstrate that a biblical worldview provides guiding principles that work successfully every time they're applied.
With the generous gifts from people just like you, we're able to provide parents with practical insights to navigate the challenges families face in today's culture, as well as helping troubled teens in our year-long residential program. To learn more and to donate, visit licensedtoparent.org.
Welcome back to Licensed to Parent with our host, Trace Embry, the founder and executive director of Shepherd's Hill Academy. I'm Rich Rossel, Licensed to Parent, of course, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill. You can find out more about Shepherd's Hill Academy and its ministry to teens and their families at licensedtoparent.org. And our guest today is Michael Sherrard, who is the director of Ratio Christi College Prep. And we're talking about the way that parents can use some of the resources of Ratio Christi to be able to make their own inroads to ministering to their teens and developing the proper worldview that they need to take take on what they face at some of the major universities, Trace?
Well, Mike, do you have any ideas or strategies as to how parents can better encourage their kids to participate, engage in a work like Ratio Christi while they're in school, maybe be part of the team?
Well, it's real important to make time to immerse yourself in good community. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a part of something like Ratio Christi College Prep in high school, or whether you find the time when you're in college to go a Ratio Christi college chapter, the university chapter, it's just incredibly important to surround yourself by people that reinforce what is true. It is absolutely necessary for proper spiritual development and growth. And so it's one of those things that in a very busy schedule, I know we have work, we have sports, it has to be at the top of the list mm-hmm. on our list of priorities, because yeah. when you get removed from that community, a lot of destructive things begin to happen and set in a believer's life. So one of the things just to do for parents is to help your children understand the priority of good Christian community that often can come through groups like this.
Absolutely. I read on your website that you hope to ignite the next great awakening by initiating a renaissance of Christian thinking in the systems of higher education, particularly colleges and universities. I can't think of a better strategy for a rebirth of learning. How is Ratio Christi different from the mission of, a campus crusade for Christ or other ministries geared toward college campuses?
Right. Some of the other ministries are a bit more holistic, more spiritual development. Like they'll do worship at their gatherings, and mm-hmm. this is great. We firmly support the work of CRU and InterVarsity and some of these other campus-based ministries mm-hmm. at the high school level, FCA, Young Lives. We bless them. We work with them. We support them. We're certainly not in competition with them. Ratio Christi is a bit unique because we focus solely on how to know that Christianity is true, mm-hmm. how to communicate that Christianity is true, and how do we know how Christianity is good for this culture, meaning how are we to engage the world with this? So our training is very specific, and it works in great complement with some of these other ministries.
How do we get past the stigmas, convincing folks, particularly college kids and even their professors, about the truths of Scripture without them thinking that they're digressing in their intellectual pursuits rather than progressing? Because after all, the Bible is this archaic document that they can often look at as if it's a myth or a comic book.
Right. Well, what's important to understand is we're not saying believe the Bible because we say so, mm-hmm. or we're not saying believe the Bible because the Bible says so.
Yeah.
No, the field of apologetics uses science. It uses philosophy. It uses history. It uses geology, all of these things to show
archaeology
what is true,
yeah, logic.
To show the reasonableness yeah. of the Christian faith. So there's nothing antiquated about this. There is no going back. We affirm all of these disciplines. Science is good.
Sure.
History is good. Archaeology is good. Geology is good. And when you do those disciplines well, the surprise of it all is it leads to a conclusion that God exists.
Yeah.
And for example, things like the Bible is historically reliable. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing going back about this. Rather, when you use these fields well, what you find is what some people have known all along, is that God does exist and we are right to believe in Him.
With the Enlightenment and, the Age of Reason, it's almost like we're kind of revisiting some of this. A lot of people don't know that many of the of today's finest universities, like Harvard, just as one example, were originally founded as theological institutions, Christian places. What happened?
Yeah, right. There is no contradiction between faith and reason. They are not enemies of each other. They both have their place and they both have their role.
Yeah. I mean, we tell our kids here, faith is acting on what you have a reason to believe is true. I mean, that's
absolutely
the bottom line. Jesus gave the doubting Thomas a reason to believe that he was who he claimed to be. Has there ever been a time in American history where apologetics have been more important, particularly for their parents and their kids, and why?
Well, it's certainly something that's always been important. You even look at the works and the ministry of the apostles, and you can see the apologetic influence there, that they were always giving a reason for their belief. There was perhaps a time in American history where it wasn't as important because of our Christian foundation, and you lived in communities that generally believed the same thing, reinforced the same values. But again, with the advent of the internet, the pluralistic world that we live in, you're open, you have access to all kinds of cultures, different communities, belief systems. Apologetics is an absolute necessity in Christian formation today, evangelism today. It's without doubt something the Christian needs to get involved in.
Sure. Generally speaking, what can parents do to get their kids more fired up about apologetics? And at what age do they start introducing their kids to defending their faith?
Well, I get asked the question all the time, how early is too early to start with your children? And the answer that I offer is the age when answers are meaningful is the age when questions are asked. And if you've ever had kids, you know when they start asking questions. It's out of the womb, basically. As soon as they start talking, they're asking questions. So I encourage and stimulate that kind of thought in my home by, you know, asking things that cause my children to ask more questions. Or I'll just ask, for example, my daughter who is six, why is it good that you have a mom and a dad? Why isn't it just as good if you had two moms? And I'll wait for her answer. And even at six, if she doesn't have an answer, I'll say, well, why don't you think about it and come back to me when you have an answer? Mm-hmm. So a way to start in the home is encouraging a house of questioning, but not just leaving it open-ended. You can then come back and give answers. But allowing your children to ask questions gives them the hope that there are answers.
Sure. Absolutely.
We are out of time on today's program, and I hate that. We would love to have you. Anytime you'd like to make the journey from Peachtree City back up to Shepherd's Hill, we'd love to have you back on, Michael. Our guest today is Michael Sherrard. We've been talking about the ministry that he works for, which is Ratio Christi. He is the director of the college prep portion of Ratio Christi. And Michael, for parents who want to find out more on behalf of their kids, for teens, college-age students who want to find out more, and may I put in a plug once again, for professors who would like to find out more, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Reach out to us at ratiochristi.org. There you'll find contact information for people in their respective departments. We're a very accessible organization. We just desire to serve.
Okay, and we'll give you the final word here. If you only had one moment to say one more thing, and looking at my watch, you've only got one moment to say one more thing. Give us a final closing thought about your outreach.
Well, the Christian faith is reasonable. And when you begin to explore it and seek out what is true, the reasonable conclusion is that God exists. Church, we do not need to be like an ostrich that just sticks our head in the sand when it comes to the tough questions we have or the world offers. There are answers. We are justified in our belief in God. We need to ready ourselves to engage in the conversation and show this world the reasonable hope that we have.
Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
And this is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy. The work that we do throughout the year here at Shepherd's Hill walks hand in hand with what Michael has been talking about today, trying to develop an apologetics-based biblical worldview to the teens in crisis who come in here broken, as Trace likes to say, one foot in the grave or one foot in jail, to turn them around and help them to be the change agents in our culture to make a change for the cause of Christ. If you'd like to find out more about our ministry, please visit us online at licensedtoparent.org. There you'll find out about the radio program. You can hear past archive programs, and you can also find a link to Shepherd's Hill to find out more about our outreach to troubled teens, should you be in need of that. Once again, licensedtoparent.org. For Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rossel. Please join us again next time when once again you can renew your license to parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. See you next time.